Dr. Sebek did in office note on patient Nicholas De Leonardis. NICHOLAS DELEONARDIS. Date of birth is 5/26/1931. Date of service 7/24/2025. Quick paragraph. The patient is 94-year-old gentleman who was referred to see me by Dr. Stubers for evaluation of chronic kidney disease, also for his second opinion. Quick paragraph. His past medical history includes the following. One atrial fibrillation sets post cardioversion in December 2022. Next, aortic valve stenosis, followed by Dr. Attar, ATTAR. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, GERD. Next, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism. Period. Next, urothelial carcinoma starts post left radical nephrectomy, June 6, 2025, period. Next, chronic kidney disease, now stage 4. Last GFR 27 milliliter per minute. Baseline prior to that was in the 44 milliliter per minute 2 years ago. Period. Next. Past surgical history includes the following. Multiple cardiac catheterization, EP study, left nephrectomy, cystoscopy with TURP, eye surgery, hernia repair times 2, hemorrhoid surgery, tonsillectomy, pilonidal cyst resection, period paragraph. Allergies, patient has no non-drug allergies, period paragraph. Social history, patient is widowed. He has had total 4 children. He has a remote history of smoking. He does drink wine. He still works in the insurance business. Period. Family history. Non-contributory. Period. Review system, reviews no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation. He does have nocturia up to 3 times at night, no straining upon urination. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization, he received COVID shots 3 times, period paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the access to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally. No jugular vein distension bilaterally. Most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Period paragraph. Heart sounds are irregular with the systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6. It could be heard, period. No friction of heart, period. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. Yet stress edema in the lower extremity skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal, period paragraph. Current medications include the following. Eliquis, famotidine, montelukast, and omeprazole, period paragraph. Laboratory data available to me include the following. From 7/10/2025, his GFR was 21 milliliter per minute, up from 13 on the 1st of July. Sodium at 134, His BMI was 65 at that time. Period. Hemoglobin 11.4, platelet count to 86. Period. UA showed 1 plus protein, large leukocyte esterase, 66 WBCs. Urine culture was no growth, period, paragraph. I'm sorry, no urine culture done, period. Assessment of CLAN 1, acute kidney injury on top of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Patient is recovering some kidney function. He had left nephrectomy. There's no indication for dialysis at this time. I explained to him at length that if there is no intercurrent events, he would not need dialysis, and we will do everything we can to avoid dialysis for him, period. Next diagnosis is hypertension. Patient is going to be monitoring his blood pressure at home. We may need to consider a calcium channel blocker if his blood pressure remains uncontrolled. Period. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. He was on metoprolol and he may need to resume it for rate control. Continue Eliquis and he follows with cardiology. Next diagnosis, history of left renal cancer. Pathology shows invasive high-grade papillary urothelial carcinoma. With non-neoplastic kidney. Also, his left adrenal was resected at that time, period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Stubers, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see him back in around 1 month and recheck his kidney function. We'll keep you updated on his progress. End of report. Thanks, CC Dr. Sheena Stubers. S-H-E-E-N-A Stubers. S-T-U-B-B-E-R-S. End of report. Thanks.